Thank you, Father, giving us your word, giving us your knowledge, so that we are not destroyed, but that we can manifest your works in our lives, and we can be salt, and we can be light to the world.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, a lot of what she was talking about is what I've been working on.
Praise God.
You know, it's the believer's authority, but it's actually beyond the believer's authority.
Whoa.
I'm still trying to put it all together so it's coherent. it's something that Dora's been showing me for a long time, years.
Praise God.
Taking me a while to get on to, but Sister Mary has been talking about the blood, blood. And so I was here, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. I don't know exactly when it was, but anyway, what is all this about the blood? You know, I mean, the blood's power. This is. Well, see, I'm a scientist. Okay, the scientist wants to know not that it works, but he wants to know how it works.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
So I want to get behind this blood thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to get behind it. I want to see how it works. I'm not worried about healing. I don't want to just, you know, pray for somebody they get healed. I want to know what happens if they don't get healed. I want to know how it works, so that if it doesn't work, I can fix it. You know, so I did that with the blood, and the Lord showed me some things about the blood. I said, "Well, okay, that's the blood of Jesus, but come on now." And so I got a little summary of this thing here. I'm just going to go over the summary part here, but I got several pages of details. I got all the scriptures. I got plenty of scriptures, but of course Mary's gone over a bunch of them too. So, but one of the things I noticed was blood, life, and spirit are linked together in Scripture.
Amen.
Okay, get that again now. We got blood, we got
life,
and
spirit.
They're all linked together in the Scriptures. All right? So that's the key. That's the key. When you're talking about the blood, let's go with this anyway. As the Scriptures indicate, that the blood is another word for life.
Yeah.
Okay? It says that life of a person or an animal is in, represented by, the blood. Okay? And, you know, you can go through here, you know, talking about Deuteronomy, you know, it says the life of an animal is in the blood. You shall not eat the blood of the animal, you know, because the life is in the blood. It says in Genesis 9:4, it says, but flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, okay, which comes out and says it, shall you not eat, okay? So you can't eat the blood with the flesh. You can have the flesh, don't eat the blood. And even in the New Testament, all right, they said, you know, hey, look, the council in Jerusalem says, look, these are four things you can't do. Can't have what's strangled, can't have idols, can't have sexual immorality, and you can't what? No blood.
Yes.
No blood.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the four things that they put on people.
Right.
No blood, because the life
is in the blood.
Of the animal is in the blood. The life of a person is in the blood. Sister Mary talked about Abel. Right? God comes and says to Cain, the blood of Abel, your brother, cries out to me from the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Think about it. Well, blood can't cry. What's crying? His life. You see. What's crying? You see.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the blood mean? When we say the blood in the Bible, just goes on and on and on talking about the blood. What does the Bible mean when it says blood? Well, let's go on a little bit. Blood is linked to life.
Yeah.
Life is linked to spirit.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So blood is also linked to spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jesus' blood is linked to his life.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus' blood is linked to his life. Let's look at John 6:53. He says, at 54, it says, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
You have
no life in you. If you don't drink my blood, you have no life in you. Then he goes on and says, whoso eateth my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life.
Yeah.
And I will raise him up at the last day. Well, how do you get eternal life? You got to drink the blood of Jesus. Right? Mm-hmm. Whoa. Okay. Well, let's go on here. What does it mean to drink his blood? You know, I used to read these verses and I thought, what did he talk about? Eating flesh, drinking blood. You know, I don't understand that. You know, all the people didn't understand it either. They thought he was talking about literally. Mm-hmm. They left it, you know. Mm-hmm. And the disciples wanted to leave, but they said, we can't leave you because you're the only one that's got the words of life. You know, where would we go? So we're going to have to stay with you. We don't like what you said, but we're going to have to stay with you anyway, you know. What does it mean to drink his blood? We cannot literally and physically drink the blood of Jesus today. I think it's 2,000 years ago. I don't know where it is, but now it's gone. Mm-hmm. We cannot literally or physically drink that blood, regardless of what the Roman Catholics say. As I understand, the Roman Catholics say when you go and take communion, mm-hmm. when you drink that wine that's in the cup, it becomes the blood of Jesus on its way down, or something like this. Anybody know about that? Anybody heard of that? That's his transubstantiation or something like that. Y'all heard of that?
I've heard of it, brother.
So anyway, this is one of the strong things that Catholics believe, that the wafer that you take actually becomes the flesh of Jesus, and the wine actually becomes the blood of Jesus as you take it. So, but we can't do that, you know. it doesn't work, okay? Mm-hmm. Practically, obviously, what the Roman Catholics believe doesn't work. Okay, so it must be a symbol for something else. If it's not literal, what's it the symbol of? If it's a symbol for something else, what is it? The symbol is given in John 4. Mm-hmm. When Jesus is talking to the woman at the well.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, when he's talking to the woman at the well, he's talking about water, mm-hmm. right? He's talking about another fluid that flows.
Yeah.
Okay? Blood is a fluid. Mm-hmm. It flows.
Yeah.
Okay? What else is a fluid that flows?
Water.
The Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Holy Spirit flows.
Yeah.
Jesus says the wind, it flows wherever it will. It goes mm-hmm. back and forth. You don't see it. You don't know it. This is also talking to the Holy Spirit, talking about the Holy Spirit. He says, so in verse 14, he says, everlasting life comes from drinking water that Jesus gives. Well, what did I just read? Say, Jesus said, he that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me and I in him. Right? And he says, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. Okay? So if he says, if you drink my blood, you're going to have eternal life. And then up here in John 4, he says, if you drink this water, you're going to have eternal life. Mm-hmm. You see, the two are connected together. How do we get eternal life? These are both symbols. For what? What are they symbolic of? Well, he says it in verse 14 of John 4. He says, everlasting life comes from drinking water that Jesus gives. Later in the conversation, Jesus explains the symbolism as pertaining to the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
And he says that in verses 23, 24. Mm-hmm. Okay? He says what? God is a spirit.
Yeah.
And they who worship him must what? Worship him in spirit and in truth. All right? So the blood is symbolic, all right, of life. Are also the spirit of a mm-hmm. person. All right? Abel's spirit was crying out to God from the ground.
Yeah.
Okay? We have the Spirit of God within us. We drink his blood. We take in his spirit.
Yeah.
Okay? And the spirit within us becomes a life-giving spirit. It
yeah.
gives us life, eternal life. And then it's like flowing out of our bellies or what? What does it say?
Rivers of living water.
Yeah. What does living mean? When it talks about living in the old, in the New Testament and in the Old, for that matter, but when it talks about living water, it talks about flowing water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have water in a cistern,
yeah.
or water in a pool, mm-hmm. but living water was flowing water. You see, that's why the woman said, man, I'm coming out of this well, draw water. Well water was not living water. You see, Jesus says, well, I can give you living water, flowing water, which is superior to well water, okay? And she said, whoa, I like that. I want some flowing water, you see, live water. So this is what he's saying here now. The life of a person is linked with the spirit they have. The Holy Spirit is identified with living, flowing water, all right, and with breath or wind, flowing air.
Yeah.
It's flowing, it's alive, it's moving, which signifies life. Blood is a liquid, it's a fluid, and it flows. It is not still. So also the spirit is fluid. It is not still. It moves. It's like the wind. It didn't say that the spirit was air. It's the spirit's wind. It's moving. Okay? So it says, the spirit gives life not only to our spirits. Okay? In Romans 8:10 and 2 Corinthians 3:6, the spirit gives life to our spirits. But also to our what? Mortal bodies.
Yeah.
Romans 8:11. Okay? The Spirit also gives life to our mortal bodies. Now this is a truth that made you grasp a hold of this. It's exciting. You really begin to understand what eternal life means. Okay? So the Spirit gives life to our mortal bodies. The Spirit and the blood are linked in this task. Does not blood give life to our mortal bodies?
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens when a person dies? Their heart stops beating. What does that mean? It means the blood is no longer flowing in the body. The blood becomes still. It's not flowing anymore. The person dies. Okay, that's death. So life is linked with flowing blood. Okay? So the spirit and the blood are linked. Okay? The Holy Spirit comes into our lives and quickens us. Quickens us. Gives us our eternal life. Okay? Let's see. It is because, again, it is by Jesus' stripes that we are healed. Right? Well, what comes out of those stripes?
The blood.
The blood.
That's right.
It's by His blood we are healed. It's by His what? Spirit. Alright? As we take in His Spirit, we are healed. Okay? So the Spirit is giving life to our mortal bodies, all right? And also, it's given us eternal life. It's given our spirits life. Okay? Now, one caution, okay? One caution. Not every use of the word blood in the Bible uses it symbolically. Okay? Not every time you run into the word blood is it used symbolically. Okay, sometimes it's just talking about blood. All right, the physical blood. And then, especially in the Old Testament, you know, where somebody got killed or whatever. So just caution you on that. Don't try to push it further than it goes. There's a lot of passages in here, I mean, where it is symbolically. So my conclusion is, and I don't know how we do it on time, but...
Go ahead. Do your conclusion. Right. I have something I'd like to add to
it. Okay. So blood is an earthly symbol, or a physical symbol, if you will, for spirit. Both the spirit of a man, okay, like Abel, all right, the spirit of a man, his spirit, the manly spirit of Abel, was crying out. And also, it can be a symbol of the Holy Spirit. So we need to rightly divide the word of truth when we're reading and not get confused and think, you know, one's one thing, one's another thing, okay? So you keep it separate, okay? When it talks about Abel, all right, his spirit, that's talking about Abel's spirit. A man has a spirit, okay? Now, I'm going to finish up here. I don't know how much time I got. Just give me a minute here. I did another study at another time, and I tacked it on here, but to understand life and death from God's perspective, and I think I talked about this briefly before, but when we die, when someone dies, we say, they've gone away. They've passed on. You know, say they're absent from us. You know, these are all the things we use when we're talking about you know, someone who's died, okay? And so what that means, what we're saying is, from our perspective, they're no longer with us. Their spirit, what animated that body, is no longer here.
Right.
What made that body move, what animated that body, what gave that body life, is no longer with us. It's gone away.
Yeah.
You see that? Okay. So, in Genesis, when God told Adam and Eve, the day that you eat of this tree, this forbidden fruit, the day you eat of it, you will die.
Yeah.
Okay? I always puzzled about that, because Adam and Eve went on and lived a long time. You know? Adam lived hundreds of years. Boy, what does he mean then? What does he mean? And finally, I got it a few years ago. From God's perspective, okay, a person is dead when he's gone away, when he's no longer present. All right? That's the same as from our perspective, right? It's just a different perspective. So what does that mean? Well, it means that that person's spirit is separated from God's spirit. You see? Now, when that person's spirit is separated from God's spirit, they're dead to God. As Paul says, you were dead in your sins. You were dead, but Jesus has made us alive. All right? So, when Adam and Eve took that forbidden fruit, their spirit became separated from God's spirit. And they died. You see, from God's perspective, they were dead. All right? And so, the way we can have life today is what? Rejoining our spirits with the Spirit of God. You see, now we're alive to Him.
Yeah.
You follow and see how that works? See how that works? Now we are alive to Him, when our spirits are rejoined to Him. When a person gets saved, that's what happens, right? We say, Jesus comes into my heart.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus, does he go in feet first or head first? No, his spirit, right? The spirit of Jesus comes into our hearts, right?
Yeah.
And what? Joins with our spirit, you see. And that way we have life to God. Now we're alive to God, you see. And we're dead to sin.
Yeah.
Amen? Well, that's what I got in a nutshell.
I love it.
Really,
let me kind of add something else to it. That was good. When we talk about blood, and the reason we were talking about blood by itself, we didn't combine a whole lot of things. I went to Leviticus and told you the life of anything is in the blood. That's where life comes from, is from the blood. What we're trying to do is teach blood by itself so you could see blood. When Jesus seen Abel's blood, he said, he didn't say Abel's spirit is crying. He was saying Abel's blood, because that's what was shed, was the blood. And that's what he was trying to get Cain all the time to shed, was the blood, but it was the blood of animals.
Right.
But he shed Abel's blood because Abel was the prophet. Abel came there just like God, just like God himself, because God sent him as a prophet to tell. And not only prophets, when they come to show you sometimes where you missed it, and also bring the answer with it.
Right.
And who had the answer to it? Abel. He had the animals he could have shed.
Right.
God sent the right. God did not send. He could have sent Adam. He could have sent Eve to Cain. But he sent Abel as a prophet because Abel had the answer. He showed him what was wrong, but he also had the answer for him. One thing about, like I said, blood, we have to do it by faith. I know many people walked away, like Ray said, in the New Testament because Jesus was saying, you know, drink my blood and eat my flesh. But the Word became flesh. When you put spirit and all this in here with this, it becomes alive.
Yeah.
The Bible just don't become letters here.
That's right.
it becomes alive, it becomes a life. And we take all these things by faith. When he said, this is my blood, drink it. And we took it by faith and said, hey, this is Jesus' blood, because he said it's his blood. We take it by faith. Mm-hmm. We know it's not. Sometimes grape juice. And that's in the natural world, it's just grape juice. But think about it, when Jesus did communion, what did he do to take it out of the kingdom of darkness?
He blessed it.
He blessed it and gave thanks. Mm-hmm. That took it from being just grape juice or wine or whatever they had, and it became what he said it was.
By faith.
By faith. By faith. It became what he said. It's just like feeding the 5,000. When he blessed it and took it out of the kingdom of darkness and spoke the blessing on it, it stopped being a happy meal. Mm-hmm. It became a meal that fed 5,000. When Jesus speak things, see, he said, the words I speak are spirit and life.
That means
not just not babbling words like sometimes we speak, you know, no faith to it, no spirit, no life.
That meal had an appointment.
That's what now?
That the meal had an appointment.
It did. It had an appointment to feed. But see, it couldn't do that until
he blessed it.
He spoke over it. Mm-hmm. He spoke spirit and life over it, and it became whatever he said. Mm-hmm. So, if when we do communion, if we really think, okay, God, this is your blood. Mm-hmm. This is. Let's go back to Exodus when they really put the blood on the doorpost. They really had to believe. Now, getting some animal blood, putting it on the doorpost. Come on, people, like Ray said. That's not really, you know, in the natural world. But we're not talking about natural world. What we're talking about, Dave, supernatural world, where things change. Like Ray's a scientist, when he's, they studied certain things where people speak words, mm-hmm. and they see that it's a different. It's just a lot different than what we think in the natural. Things that operate in the natural, when Jesus take it and bless it and says this, that's what it is in the spirit world. It's that. And we drink this by faith. Hey, Lord, this is your blood. We know it's grape juice. But when we blessed it, we took it out of that. That's when people don't really see results when they take communion. They take it as, okay, this is grape juice and this is just a cracker, you know. But it's not. If it say what he said is, it would do. Those are not actually his blood, and it's not actually his body that we're drinking. I mean, that we're eating and drinking. But when you take it out of that world and speak life over it, it becomes that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that goes way beyond the mind. I know it. I know it goes way beyond the mind. And I don't want mind. I want faith.
Amen. Yes.
We don't want mind. We want faith. It goes beyond. Those, like Ray said, they walked away and said, we can't walk with you because we have been told we cannot drink blood. And Jesus, you said, drink my blood. Isn't that kind of weird? So a lot of them left and said, hey, we can't walk with him no more. And eating his body? What do they call that when you eat a person's body? Cannibalism. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we're not that. But when Jesus says something by faith, we take it that way. By faith. This is what it is. And it's a strong thing. I mean, putting the animal blood on a doorpost, how's the death angel going to pass by? And he told, one of the commands he told them, you can't leave out the house. Because if you leave from under the blood, it's not going to protect you. And the people had to believe, when I take the animal blood and put it on the doorpost and the symbol of the cross, that it was gonna do just what it said it was gonna do. Isn't that kind of boggling to the mind? Let's not put our mind in there. Let's put faith in there. Because mind will mess what Jesus said up. Now, we need our mind. Now, sometimes people say, throw away that mind. No, we need the mind of Christ, though, honey. I'm not telling you to throw away your mind. Forget the mind of Christ. When you take communion, you say, hey, this is his blood that's going down by faith. You know, in the natural world, it is grape juice. But in the spirit world, by faith is what? It's blood.
It's life.
And I like how he brought out the blood and the life, mixing all that together. When you're mixing it all together like Ray did it this morning, you can see things a little clearer. Don't you agree? Mm-hmm. I thought that was very good, Ray. But let's do these things by faith. When he said, by my blood, you heal, just take it that way. Okay, God, I'm taking what you said, just what you said. But it has to be done in faith. Our last lesson, we talked about faith in the blood. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't have faith in the blood, it won't work. Mm-hmm. It just will not work for you. Mm-hmm. I don't care how much grape juice you drink. I don't care how much bread you eat. Mm-hmm. It will not work. Amen.
That's right.
Y'all looking at me like, do we really have to believe that, Sister Mary? Yes! Faith, not mine, faith!
It was already applied to sinner. All he has to do is believe on Jesus and it applies to him.
Say what now? I didn't get...
He died for everybody.
Uh-huh.
He provided life for everybody, but it doesn't apply to people till they believe it for themselves.
Believe it and receive it. Mm-hmm. Receive it. Say, hey, he said it was shed for you.
Yeah.
Some Bible said it was spilled. I said, oh, the devil, it is a lie. It was not spilled. Spilled means that it was accidentally done. I have a little grandson. When he spills something, I'm okay with it. But when he takes something and literally pour it out, oh no, baby, that wasn't an accident. You deliberately done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is a big difference. So they wrote in the Bible that he spilled his blood for us. Oh no, that's an accident. He accidentally did. No, he did not. He poured it out. He knew what he did. He knew what he was doing. He did it for us. And so this we want to take by faith. Thank you again, Ray, for just putting the icing on the cake, showing it it's life, and he just connected all together, right?
It's true.
But we want to take this by faith. Mm-hmm. We don't want to say, well, it's just grape juice, Sister Mary. This is just a cracker, you know. No, by faith, when you bless it, it comes into another kingdom. It comes out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And it becomes whatever you can believe it is by faith. Amen? Mm-hmm. Faith people. Glorious people. Glorious church. Triumphant church. It's what you'll be.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. By faith, Sister Mary, because I don't feel triumphant this morning. I don't feel glorious. And I don't see myself doing all this. Well, don't worry. You're not doing it. The Holy Spirit is pouring out. And he's doing it through you.
Mm-hmm.
So let him work through you. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Ray got me stirred.
Amen.
Amen. He said he was going to stir.
He did.